Howdy, new buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 23rd of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, it's me. How are you?
I see what you did there.
It's going to be...
You just
that
wait.
Kind of day, isn't it?
You just wait.
Oh, it is. Also rolling in the deep with us today, I have Brian Jaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Kelly.
All right. So in case it wasn't clear for anybody up until this moment, then surprise, the first thing we have to talk about today is Adele made a statement about a thing. I'm going to have you take us through it, Charlotte. And I'm kind of interested in how this is going to evolve.
Right. So Adele has kind of set fire to the reign of shuffle in album pages with Spotify, particularly. She obviously released a new album, part of which was, and part of the promo for which was a huge 50-minute interview on Apple Music. Mm-hmm. There's a link to that over on the Mac Observer with Zane Lowe. But objected to the fact that on album page, if you open up Apple Music or indeed, if you open up Apple Music and open an album on that, you'll see that you can play the songs on that album in any order, in random order, by pressing the shuffle button. Mm-hmm. She didn't like this and kind of lobbied and pushed for change, and Spotify agreed. Now, if you look on Spotify, I believe no artists on their albums have shuffle. You can obviously listen to songs on shuffle, mm-hmm. but on an album, you know, a standalone album, you can't listen to the songs in random order, which is kind of interesting. That
wait for none of the artists.
I think the whole lot has gone. Yeah, I just think it's changed across.
Oh, I thought, I'm not a Spotify user. I thought it was just Adele.
No, I think they've removed it from all.
That's very interesting, mostly because I have a Spotify account, but I'm not a paid user. And so, like, it always makes them shuffle for me, like 100% of the time. So,
right. So this is a premium feature, and there is no shuffle on all album pages across Spotify, which is a huge change. It's a very big change.
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting for a lot of reasons, one of which is just the influence of an individual artist. Mm-hmm. But mostly I think it's interesting because it kind of makes digital media a bit more like physical media again. But mm-hmm. even then, on lots of CD players, you could play tracks on shuffle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so I just opened Spotify and looked. I just clicked on an album and all it says is play. So it used to be shuffle by default was like the only way I could do it, and that's not the case anymore. So
there you go.
So it really is for everybody.
The statement from her about carefully curated, I forget the exact quote, but it was in your article.
Yes. So for the background, Adele said she said it was the only request I had in our ever-changing industry. We don't create albums with so much care and thought into our track listing for no reason. Our art tells a story and our story should be listened to as we intended. Spotify replied to that tweet saying anything for you, which is kind of interesting. This is where we are. Apparently, it had been, according to a Spotify statement, this move had been long requested by both users and artists. So there we go. So it's an interesting change from the perspective of Spotify, and it's interesting from an Apple perspective because they have not made this change. And as far as we're aware, I've reached out to Apple and I'll update the article if they get back to me. But, you know, we are don't know at the point we're recording the show, we have our understanding is Apple will not be changing this, or certainly we don't know that they are. So it's kind of an interesting differentiator between the two services. Mm-hmm. It's interesting given kind of Apple's love of music and how fundamental it is to the services it offers, that it's kind of doing something that could be quote unquote anti-artist. I'm not particularly sure I see it as that, but that's kind of the pitch it's been given. So it's an interesting kind of industry and music streaming service move.
So I want to ask both of you about listening, because I, and maybe this is just a holdover from the days when this was really the only way to easily devour an entire new album the minute it came out. I, even on streaming, like, I will always listen to it in order at least a few times. Like, when I sit down, like, my favorite artist has a new album out, and I'm going to go sit down and listen to the new Mike Doty record. I'm going to listen to the whole thing front to back in order, and then probably do it again. And then after that, like, once I'm familiar with it, like, I know which songs I like or whatever, I'll play those, or I'll play it on shuffle, and, you know, like, in the background or something, like, once it's, you know, something for me. But like I said, that might just come from having started consuming music in the days when doing anything else was really not an easy option. So, Brian, how about you?
I am just like, I've got my hackles up over the whole thing. So firstly, when I listen to an album, I listen to it in order.
Okay.
I don't randomize music unless it's like on a playlist, or, you know, just some kind of random thing that's been picked up for me, or, you know, the radio. Mm-hmm. My problem is this freaking nonsense from Adele, whom I adore and massively respect as a musician and a music fan. This nonsense about me having to listen to the music the way she intended it. When I pay for it, including a streaming service, I get to listen to it the way I want to. I get an artist wanting us to listen to it in the order that they put, because mm-hmm. a lot of artists do put a lot of thought into this stuff. Mm-hmm. And again, I respect that immensely. But this notion that they get to decide how I listen to her, she gets to decide how I listen to her album, is just complete nonsense. It's like, I'm reminded of this writer I met in a writer's forum, who posted, my blood pressure just skyrocketed. He posted this thing like
deep breaths, Brian.
How do I know that my readers are reading my book correctly?
Okay, reading is a very different experience, because generally, like, you can't read the chapters out of order and have something coherent at the end of it. So,
well,
that seems like an even sillier phrase.
But it's the notion that we owe anything to the artist. That is so just fundamentally wrong. And in my opinion, there's a social contract. When you are an artist and you sell your music and someone buys that music, they actually get to do with it what they want in terms of listening. And obviously there are rights involved, like, you know, they can't go sell it and stuff, but you know what I mean, right? I mean, this is not hers to control once she puts it out there. And it is part of the social contract about getting all this money for your music. It really bothers me, despite the fact that I do exactly what she wants me to do.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with Brian. I don't think this guy's going to fall in if, you know, because of this change from Spotify, but I broadly agree with Brian that actually once you've paid for the rights to that content, you have the right to consume it in whatever mm-hmm. way you want.
Well, I'm getting a strong stop watching movies on your phone, Martin Scorsese vibe from this.
Yeah.
Where everybody just sort of went, okay, boomer, and kind of moved on with their lives, I think. I mean,
it's, you know, taking this to the nth degree, an artist could say you should only consume my art in the studio in which I recorded it through that right. sound system, so you can hear. I mean, I'm taking it to the extreme, but I think, you know,
right, but
the point I'm making.
Yeah, don't listen on your phone because it's not a good enough speaker for what I've done with the orchestral right. arrangement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
For people to who that matters, three of which who I think are on this podcast, you have an appropriate setup that allows you to listen to it in that way. But for lots of people, they just want to enjoy it on the go, or, you know, mm-hmm. And so an okay pair of headphones is sufficient for them, and they're not missing out because they don't realize they're missing out on XYZ feature and whatever.
Right.
the question I had is, will this put Apple under pressure to change anything within Apple Music? If this becomes a thing that people like about Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I
go on, because I truly don't have an answer. It's just the thing I'm pondering.
Okay, well, I'm going to let Brian get his thoughts together. And while Brian figures it out, I'm going to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is Hunter Douglas. Hunter Douglas can help you live in comfort and style with innovative window shade designs and control systems that can be scheduled to automatically move to optimal positions for each portion of the day. Hunter Douglas shades can diffuse bright sunlight, allow you to enjoy the view outside the window, but protect your privacy inside, and even help keep the temperature warmer in winter, cooler in summer, which can lower utility bills. And when you add all of that to Hunter Douglas's PowerView technology, your shades can do all of this for you all throughout the day. Live beautifully with Hunter Douglas and enjoy greater convenience, style, and increased comfort in your home all day. To do this, visit hunterdouglas.com/TDO. today to take advantage of the Season of Style rebate savings event. That's hunterdouglas.com/TDO for limited time savings. This offer expires December 6th, 2021. I'd like to thank Hunter Douglas for sponsoring the show today. So, Brian, you were saying?
I was saying that I find it very difficult to swallow that fans were writing into Spotify clamoring for the option to shuffle an album to be taken away.
Yeah.
Me
would, too. I'm merely repeating what the spokesperson told the BBC.
Say again.
I'm with you. I'm merely.
Of course. I figured that. If Spotify didn't have the ability to play an album, I certainly get fans writing in saying, please give us that ability. I refuse to believe that people were going, you must take away the right of people to shuffle music on albums.
Mm-hmm.
I refuse. That's just a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
That ain't happening. That's so ridiculous.
I mean,
like, yeah.
Well, I feel, that, I mean, that, there the are albums.
Weakness of that.
Yeah.
Infuriates me.
There are albums that I prefer in order for various reasons, but I have the option to listen to them in any order I want. And I have since I went to CDs back in the 1900s. When I started buying CDs and had the shuffle option.
When we were young.
Yeah, that was great. And is a thing that I have sort of done ever since. I mean, like, even before that, like, I could use a cassette tape and record the record in any order I wanted and just listen to the tape instead, which is also a thing I have done. So, like, I understand what she's saying, but for it to go like this is sort of weird. So,
yeah, like, it's strange, and it will be interesting to see how Apple, with its relationship to the music industry, responds mm-hmm. or otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, I like having the option, because, like, on Apple Music, you have play and you have shuffle. You have that on playlists. You have that on albums. You have that, like, all over the place. So you can do whatever you want with it. You know, if you want to hear, you know, if you have to hear that album in a particular order for your own personal pleasure, you can. If it doesn't really matter and you want to hit shuffle, you can do that too. And so I think it's... I think it will be interesting to see how this goes, because this is another one of those sort of, like, you know, valuing what it is the artist wants sort of things, and then, like, weighing that against, in this case, I think, reality, honestly, and seeing where it goes.
Kind of ironic about this is that normally Apple is the company that's called the control freaks
mm-hmm.
and, you know, determines exactly, you know, you're not holding it right kind of thing.
Yes.
And... so the control freak criticism is often very, very, very justified.
Yes.
In this particular instance, it's actually now giving more user choice than a rival,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of ironic.
It is actually it's kind of, and interesting. I'm curious to see where this is going to end up. Like we said before, it seems. I mean, maybe it will be a whole lot of nothing, and we won't. You know, what nothing on Apple Music is going to change, and nobody's going to talk about it, and that's just going to be kind of the way it is. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me a bit. You know, if Apple decided this wasn't a thing that they were going to spend time on.
My guess is that Apple Music will not change, and that it's just, you know, Spotify is obviously a much bigger player in the that market, and so that was why the focus was there. So my guess would be there will be no change on Apple Music. Well, I'll be back next week once it's changed and I'm wrong.
They're also, like, we're, you know, looking to be able to, you know, Spotify, the larger company in terms of music, not the larger company in terms of, you know, large
subscribers, like the subscriber base of Spotify is bigger.
Yeah. Always interested in, you know, getting some kind of public perception dig in at Apple. And so I would imagine that there was a lot of that in this particular case.
I could see that.
They knew that Adele was going to, or a hope that even that Adele would complain about Apple, or, you know, just, I don't know.
Yeah, there might be a little bit of that.
Smacks and silliness.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's a little bit of that going on. I don't think that was the main motivating factor, but can we do something that makes us look more pro-artist than Apple Music, even though we pay artists a lot less? Is a, you know, a nifty move.
Yeah. We'll see. We have another small update before we go today. Charlotte, this was another one that you wrote up because you are now, apparently, you can hear it on Shuffle if you prefer, hearing the call of the HomePod Mini.
Yes, I can buy a HomePod Mini in nice new colors here in the UK. It's also available in India, Australia, and some other European countries, Ireland, Spain, you know, a few other countries. So France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Spain, the UK and Austria in Europe. And then, as I said, Australia, New Zealand and India further afield. The HomePod Mini is now available in the new colours. So that's blue, orange and yellow. In those places that became available at 8 a.m. GMT today. So that's kind of nice. Nice little holiday gift.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stop myself buying one and just be like, no, it's fine. The Echo Dot in the room, in my other room, is fine. It's cool. But I've got to say, I'm kind of tempted by this little guy. It's nice.
I am not surprised in the least that you're tempted. They are pretty great, I will say. I got one when they went on sale last year as a birthday gift, and I have appreciated it very much. And then they went on sale.
Hey, I don't need you to make me buy stuff. No, we're not doing this again.
No, you're doing it yourself. Like, I didn't.
Between you and Brian, you always do this, and I'm not having
Well, I'm just going to let me point out that the infamous Mr. Kelly, who has generally no particular investment in any of this sort of thing, once he discovered that they were available, and I said my ultimate goal, like if it was up to me, is I would get rid of all of the Echo devices in the house and replace them with HomePods because the speaker is much nicer, and all if the bulk of what I'm telling the assistant to do is turn the lights on and off, I can do that with either one. I'd rather have a speaker that looks nicer and sounds way better because that's what I do with it most of the time.
And doesn't eavesdrop on you.
But when I told him that, eventually, like, they started sort of showing up at home occasionally. They did go on sale at Costco. And so he would come home from Costco every so often and be like, here, figure out where this one goes. So now we have a bunch and I like them. And so does he. And like, it wasn't a thing that I presumed he was going to be super into doing, like migrating all of those over. But yeah, now they're all gone. So
plus, Charlotte, I mean, damn, those colors are, they just look great.
Yeah, I quite like the blue one.
The blue is pretty cool. Yeah, I will say.
But I always like the original white and space gray colors as well. The only color one I would get is the blue one, but they look nice.
Yeah, the blue is pretty cool.
And also, oh God, now I have to buy one because the blue, then I'll have a blue phone and a blue HomePod Mini. And
they don't match.
Oh, I'm still wanting
they're not the same blue.
Hoard some original HomePods.
Well, I think you can. I'm pretty sure there are some still available somewhere. Maybe they'll be on a good deal on Black Friday, Brian, and you can get some there.
Yeah, maybe.
Speaking of Black Friday, we have a bunch of specials for that on the site. You are more than welcome to go check them out. There's a lot of software we have right now that is on some very, very good deals, and you should definitely go check out. And as we find more, we will be publishing those for you. And that's going to do it for us today. So, Brian, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us, Kelly.
Charlotte, as always, it's a pleasure to see you.
Lovely to see you. I couldn't think of a final Adele song to say goodbye, but that was fun. Thanks. Yeah.
All right. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.